The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you struggling with a lack of access to captivating entertainment and media? Are you faced with constant judgment and ridicule from friends and family for your inability to respond appropriately to sensitive situations? If this sounds like you, you might be suffering from being emotionally dead inside. But it's not too late to make a change. One Nothing Podcast is a newly available treatment for being dead inside. Taken just once every 2 weeks, One Nothing could make a world of difference. By combining carefully measured dark humor to the amazing original formula of grisly fatalities, One Nothing Podcast has successfully entertained thousands of people suffering from death inside. And with access across all podcast platforms, treatment has never been more readily available. But don't trust my word. Here's some real-world testimonials from a few of our listeners currently undergoing treatment.
From consistent doses of One Nothing Podcast, my posture has greatly improved due to being kept on the edge of my seat.
The One Nothing Podcast comes on, everybody be like, shut the f*** up. I be quiet, but when the episode's over, I be talking again.
Oh my gosh, buddy, I used to be on so many medications for blood pressure, and then I listened to One Nothing Podcast's episode on Kitty Genovese, moved into an apartment on my own, and haven't needed it since. That one really got my blood pumping.
You know, listening to One Nothing Podcast, I'm not constipated anymore. I'm just full of shit.
So what's stopping you from great entertainment?
One Nothing Podcast is not intended for all audiences. Listeners under 18 years of age should obtain permission from your parent or guardian before downloading. Tell your therapist if you're predisposed to whining, complaining, reading podcasts poorly, being overall combative, or being easily offended, as One Nothing Podcast might not be right for you.
So stop letting great content pass you by. Talk to your therapist today to see if One Nothing Podcast is right for you.
You are listening to Perplexity.
What would you do if one night while lying in bed, your eyes suddenly shot open and you found that your entire body was paralyzed? And then you see a tall, dark, shadowy figure standing in the corner of your room. He has no facial features, but you can tell it's a tall man with a wide-brimmed hat. He just seems to be staring at you menacingly. Why is he there? What does he want? Is he going to hurt you? He says nothing, but you close your eyes, open them again, and he's still there. Thousands of people have claimed to see the infamous Hat Man. with stories having gained popularity online in the 2000s. But are they just stories? Or is this something paranormal? Is this some type of medical phenomenon? Today, we will be exploring the concept of the infamous Hat Man. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Perplexity, a Mystery Podcast. As always, I am your host, Kadra, and if you are new to the show, hello, welcome. I tell tales every single week that have perplexed me. So if you love a good mystery that leaves you wanting more, don't worry, you're in the right place. And if you end up enjoying today's episode, I would absolutely love it if you continue to follow along. If you are a returning listener, hello, my friends. Welcome back. Super happy you guys are here. I have a very interesting, pretty well-known, spooky story for you guys today. I've wanted to talk about the Hat Man on the podcast for a long time, and then that passion to cover it kind of got revamped a while back when I covered that sleep paralysis topics episode. So I'm excited to get into this. There were some things as I was researching that I learned, just theories about who the Hat Man could be, medical phenomena that could explain it. And of course, I would not be able to do an episode like this without some Reddit encounter stories. So I have, I believe, 5 of those for you today, and we will get started on that in just a little bit, but I did have a couple of quick announcements. First of all, I wanted to say very happy birthday to Ashley H., who is a patron. She is part of the Perplexed Society. So hello, Ashley. Your birthday is on Friday, so I hope you have an amazing birthday, and thank you so much for being part of the Perplexed Society and continuing to support the show. If you guys would like to join the Perplexed Society, that kind of brings me into my next announcement slash reminder. Patreon.com/perplexitymysterypodcast is where you can get all of that sweet bonus content, early and ad-free episodes. At the time I'm recording this, I have more than 50 pieces of bonus content, which is just crazy to think about. But so many extra recordings. Right now, I'm doing my documentary coverage, which is a series I do around once a month. Right now I'm covering Worst Ex Ever, and that is a multi-part series. So I'm doing that all month. And before that, I did like a cursed game series for Halloween. So those are like super spooky episodes that talk about different ritual games you can play that are allegedly cursed. I have side stories with guests, creepy stories from the internet, urban legends, and all kinds of other perks on there. It's a little community. So go check that out if that interests you, patreon.com/perplexitymysterypodcast. Another big announcement is I had the absolute honor to be on Believing the Bizarre podcast with Tyler and Charlie. They are friends to the show. They have been on here before, episodes 69, 70 for the Doddleston messages, and episode 99, I believe, Pavalia Island for Halloween. So I got to be on their show, and it's like their interview series that they've been doing. So they interview me, we talk about perplexity, we talk about paranormal experiences that I have had, some controversial things regarding my beliefs on aliens at this time. I really hope people don't hate me for that one, but go check that out. And if you have not listened to Believing the Bizarre, you should. Tyler and Charlie do a great job. They are so funny. They have this great chemistry. They've been friends forever. So I really just loved being on their show. And yeah, go check it out. Let me know what you think. Trigger warning, as always, for today's episode. This podcast isn't for children, so listener discretion is advised. I do want to give a specific trigger warning for drug abuse as well. And all of the sources that were used for today's episode will be available down in the show notes. So without further ado, let's get into this spooky story all about the Hat Man. So the Hat Man is typically described as standing anywhere from 6 to 10 feet tall. He's this shadowy figure, sometimes described as being mist-like. He has no facial features, but sometimes people have described seeing a set of glowing red eyes. And of course, the Hat Man wouldn't be complete without a shadowy-like hat sitting on top of his head. And he's usually spotted in people's doorways or in the corner of their room when they're sleeping, but sometimes, and I don't know which one is worse, he is known to hover over people's chests. And I don't know if that means he's like sitting on your chest or if he's like literally full body horizontal hovering over you, kind of like that scene from Haunting of Hill House. If you know it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. He is often described as also wearing a dark coat, and he's sometimes carrying a pocket watch. The Hat Man is often associated with sleep paralysis, but some people report to see him during the day. It seems like the Hat Man became increasingly popular because of sites like Reddit and 4chan. People started talking about him a lot online in the early 2000s, claiming to have encountered him. And one of the reasons that the Hat Man is so famous is because he has become associated with Benadryl overdoses and Benadryl abuse. A lot of people who have claimed to take Benadryl end up having these weird visual hallucination type of experiences, and for whatever reason, a lot of them allegedly see the Hat Man. This reminded me a lot of the common visual hallucination that people claim to have when they take LSD. A lot of people claim to see elves after taking LSD. So it's something about those different types of drugs and just visual hallucinations associated with it. But the mystery is, why are so many people seeing the same thing, you know? And if they're not and they're just making it up, like, why would they? Other people have also said they've seen the Hat Man after taking any number of mind-altering substances. And I just want to emphasize, as I'm talking about this, I would highly, highly recommend nobody overdoses or takes way too much of any type of medication. I do not want anyone to do something stupid to try to see the Hat Man. So that is my PSA. Don't do this. It is known that taking too much Benadryl can cause really horrible things. It can cause delirium, it can cause seizures, psychosis, and it can even cause death. So now that we know a little bit more about the Hat Man, let's get right into the encounter stories. So these are all from Reddit. Some of the people that wrote these stories have deleted their accounts. So if I don't say a Reddit username, that is why. But this first one does have their username, and it is Reddit user Sararonic Psychedelia. So they say, my encounter with the Hat Man. This isn't a story. It was about a year ago now, and I still think of it to this day. I was laying in bed next to my partner. We had both fallen asleep around 10 or 11 that night, which was kind of out of the ordinary for us, because we're normally night owls. I want to preface this story right here before going any further that neither of us do drugs, drink, and have both not really even smoked weed since November of 2022. It's been at least a month or two at this point that neither of us have smoked. Have you ever had a dream inside of a dream? It was one of those. So I didn't think I was sleeping, but most certainly was. I turn over and check my phone, and it's around 2 a.m. Everything seems really normal. Then the door opens. It has to have opened only enough for a person to slip in and out. I open my eyes in the dream, and I see what appears to be a man that stands around 8 or 9 feet tall. He's standing at the foot of my bed. He leans over my partner and stares at him, dead in the face, but while standing there, just slowly gets closer and closer. He gets so close, it's like he could kiss him. The odd part is he's still at the edge of the bed and his body is just leaned over the bed. We have a queen-size bed and it's raised. Humanly, this would not be possible. I try to move, but it feels like there are bricks on my chest. I am stuck. My partner, on the other hand, I hear him making uncomfortable sounds in his sleep. like something's wrong, but I can't wake him up. I begin using the only bit of strength I have left in my body to tap my boyfriend with my hand. We're laying backs flat, side by side, and I am on the edge. I finally am able to pull myself out of it. I wake up as he stands straight up and moves towards my side of the bed. My eyes open. He sees me and he looks as if he's moving from the end of the bed to the side of the bed where I'm at. Then I raise my body up. It's weird. It was kind of like I scared him, if I was to put it into words. He slowly walks to the center of the room. He's facing away from me now. And then the figure in less than 2 seconds vanishes into thin air. Our room door is always shut at night. And obviously at this point, I'm not going back to sleep. So I get up, I check the door, and it's cracked open. I check my phone, and it's 2:32 a.m. How long did this go on for, I wonder? Was it real? How did this happen? I am a witch. I thought I was protected, but the truth is, no one is safe from the Hat Man. End quote. The visual that they give about his body being super long and just like full Michael Jackson style leaning over the bed without actually moving his legs is like so unnerving and creepy. It's like classic horror movie. They mentioned having a dream within a dream. I have actually had that happen. To my knowledge, just one time before. It was really trippy. So quick side story. I have mentioned this on the podcast before, but I started dream journaling during the summertime, and I really haven't been super consistent about it lately, but initially I was for several months, and there was a period where I lucid dreamed a couple of times, and this was one of them. But basically, I had done an interview with another podcast, and we were talking about lucid dreaming. And then later that night, that same guy was in the dream, and he was teaching me how to lucid dream in the dream. So it was already so inception-y, but he basically was like, this is how you lucid dream. Pull this strand, and like this purple strand appeared in front of me, and I reached out my hands, and he was like, you just have to pull it. And I pulled it, and I literally felt like my dream body was pulled into another dream. It was super trippy. So I know that feeling that this person is describing. But yeah, those dreams where you can't tell if it's real or not, they're so unnerving. And then it's like kind of like what I mentioned at the beginning, what is the Hat Man's intention? It's very unnerving. And also sounds like it might have been messing with the boyfriend, but then it's hard to tell if it's a dream or not. So this next one comes from Reddit user purple-supernova. Has anyone else had encounters with the Hat Man? As long as I can remember, I have seen an abnormally tall, thin shadow person wearing a top hat. I've seen him inside my house, outside, at school, and even at other people's houses. Sightings include seeing him briefly peeping out from behind trees or buildings outside in broad daylight, and a couple of times while using the restroom at school. I have only seen his feet standing outside the closed stall door. Even in the light, he has no features, just pure darkness, like a black paper cut out in the shape of a person. I mostly see him inside, though. He sometimes stands behind my bedroom door and sometimes paces up and down the hallway at night. Several times while passing a mirror or another reflective surface, I can just barely catch a glimpse of him, following closely behind me in my reflection. But when I spin around, no one is there. This is not an everyday thing, just often enough that I cannot discount it. I can't discount it as something in my eye or catching something completely normal in my peripheral vision. Another thing is, I'm not the least bit frightened of him. He doesn't have a threatening aura at all. It's more of a sense of curiosity, maybe. I have read up some on the phenomena of others seeing the Hat Man. Many people describe it as a very dreadful feeling when they see him. I have never felt that, not even as a child. I was just wondering how widespread encounters are with this entity or whatever it is. Edit. I forgot to add that it has followed me to several houses whenever I have moved. I'm an adult now, and I've seen him here, but no one else in my family has ever seen him except for me. I have decided to list some of the instances where I have seen him. This is by no means a complete list. Just a few that I can remember off the top of my head. I clearly remember him standing against the wall behind the door in my bedroom at night. From the time I was still in a toddler bed, he would just watch me. And sometimes he would walk out the door, up the hallway, and be gone. Other times, I would fall asleep while he was still standing there. I saw him outside many times as a child. I recall playing with my dog, throwing a ball towards the woods that lined our backyard. And as I watched my dog run for the ball, I would see him standing at the very edge of the trees. Another time, I was playing in my wading pool with a friend. I was about 5 or 6 years old, and I just saw his upper body poking around the side of the house, watching me. I saw him at my elementary school while I was on the swing set during recess. Again, just his upper body peering around the side of a tree. Twice, I remember using the restroom at school and seeing just his feet underneath the stall door, as if it was someone waiting for me to finish. I never heard anyone come in, and he was not there when I opened the door. Another time, I was passing the gym, and I glanced in, and he was standing there, in the middle of the empty gym, watching me pass by. I saw him at my friend's house, standing in her doorway, watching us play with dolls. Once I came out of my bathroom at my grandmother's house, and he was standing at the end of the hall. I see him in mirrors a lot, too. I have been laying in my bed reading a book before when I have seen him walk by the open bedroom door a few times. A few other times I've come out of the bedroom and see him standing in my daughter's room across the hall. I specifically remember one time when I thought my daughter saw him too, but she was too young to talk. I had her in the bathtub and had half turned to reach for the baby shampoo behind me. I saw him out of the corner of my eye. And when I fully turned to face him, he slowly backed out of the room without making a sound, almost as if he was gliding, not walking. This was in the middle of the day under a bright bathroom light. My daughter's eyes followed him as well. There are many more occurrences, but this list is long enough already. He's not scary at all, and he's never tried to interact with me or touch me. This is not sleep paralysis, as I am fully awake and engaging with other people during some of these instances. End quote. It's so interesting to me how this person just keeps saying, he's not scary, he's not scary, and then proceeds to say some of the scariest shit that could ever happen to a person, paranormally speaking. Like, yeah, he's not doing anything to harm you, but he is like actively stalking you. It reminds me of It Follows. If you guys have never seen that movie, go watch it. I will say It Follows kind of has this comedic element to it because it's just like so ridiculous, but it's that idea of like you not knowing something's intentions and it just constantly being there. I don't really know what to think about them saying that they felt like their child could see it as well, but it's interesting. This person has just had like countless experiences with them all the way since their childhood into adulthood. I love the Reddit username of this next person. It is Anxiety Princess, and they say several encounters with quote unquote the Hat Man. I am normally very skeptical of supernatural things, but there have been 3 times where I can definitely say I saw the Shadow Man, commonly referred to as the Hat Man. The first time was when I was 5 or 6. My family was living in a house my parents had contracted to build, so it was not by any means an old house. One morning, like crack of dawn early, I used to be an early riser, my older brother and I were making toaster strudels. I don't quite recall the reason I had wandered into the hall that connected to the kitchen, to the entryway, but I did. I was halfway down the hall when I saw a tall, shadowy figure wearing a hat of some sort. It was hovering a few feet off the floor. I screamed and ran to get my brother, but by the time we went back to the entryway, it was gone. The second time was at a completely different house, also freshly built as part of a new subdivision. I was also a teenager in high school. This encounter has less of a story. I was home alone one night. The lights downstairs were off. The only light on was the upstairs hallway. I got hungry and went down to get something to eat. As I came back to the stairs, I felt a strange urge to run up them to my room, which was right at the top of the stairs. When I reached the second floor hallway, I chanced a look behind me. I saw the same hat-wearing figure standing at the bottom of the stairs. Now, with the way the light fell, it could have been my own shadow, but it wasn't. My shadow was on the stairs. The entity was on the ground floor, again hovering just above the floor. His form somehow distinct from the darkness of the unilluminated lower floor. I promptly entered my room and decided not to go downstairs until morning. A few years later, at a third house, this time the house was a bit older, as in not built for my parents, they had just moved into it. I was living at home after college, and again one night, I went downstairs to get a late night snack. Not being as familiar with the house, I did turn the lights on to navigate to the kitchen, turning them back off as I went upstairs. But I once again felt that same urge to run up the stairs. Turning around at the top, I once again saw a shadow of a man in a hat. I looked away, then looked back, and he was gone. I haven't seen him since, and I now live at my parents' newest house, another one they built. I've only seen this entity those three times. Each time was at late night / early morning, all at different houses, owned by my parents, always by the front door, always a shadow and a hat. I specify my parents own the house because I never saw it at any friends' houses when I stayed over, or in any hotel or on vacations. I didn't see it at either of my apartments in college, nor while I briefly lived with my grandmother or at the apartment I lived in last year. It wasn't until recently that I learned of the Hat Man, a paranormal entity seen by many worldwide, with eerily similar descriptions, despite no relation or contact between those who saw it. Yeah, it's interesting because, like, this person says they only saw it at houses tied to their parents, and then, like, the person in the second story had also, like, this person seen it since they were a child, and with, like, the child encounters, I kind of wondered if it's, like, a personal haunting. So it's interesting that in this one, it's also tied to the parents. I won't get super into detail because it's not my story to tell, but I know someone who saw a shadowy figure standing in the doorway of the room, and they basically found out that their partner was doing things they shouldn't be doing. They connected seeing that shadowy figure, like it was like trying to warn them, and then they found out that their partner's family also sees that shadowy figure anytime like turmoil and dark things are going on in their lives. So it just makes me wonder if it's like something attached to the family, because if we're going to go the paranormal route, one of the big arguments with the paranormal is that they haunt people, not places. So like to only see it at the family's house makes me think it's more connected to the family, if that makes sense, and like the person.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
So this next story, the Reddit user deleted their account, so I don't have their name, but they titled it "My Own Hatman Encounter." To be fair, my guy never had a hat. He was just two long claws that wrapped around my door frame and a head that occasionally peeked into the doorway. I grew up in a house with a plethora of spiritual and energetic activity, but there was only one reoccurring character, and I referred to him as the bear with claws. On many, many occasions as a young child, I would wake up to see a non-human figure peeking into my doorway. I became paranoid and terrified, and my ultra-Christian parents would dismiss it. They even bought me a Bernstein Bears and the Bad Dream book to read, to try and help convince me that it was only a reoccurring nightmare. But one night, I covered my eyes like usual to hide, and the figure showed me a vision of my mother in a casket, to which I could only describe as a bed in a box because of how young I was. I can still see the vision of her in a green casket in the church I grew up in. Around that time is when she also started having issues with something in the night. Over the years, my mother's health continued to decline, and spiritual activity in the house amped up. My father and brother were starting to notice things while they were sleeping as well. My last three interactions with this quote-unquote hat man were harrowing. As a teenager, I developed a gnarly narcotic addiction, which caused me to start seeing him without ever falling asleep. He would move from my doorway into a corner of my room and stand there while I was awake. When I would go to sleep, parentheses belly sleeper, I would feel something jump on my back and hold my face into the bed for what seemed like an eternity, while I could neither breathe or move. When I moved out in 2014, my parents moved as well, and none of us have ever had a sleep paralysis experience since. I have many stories from that house growing up, but my hat man keeps me up at night wondering what is really going on. End quote. I thought they were going to say that this quote-unquote hat man entity, even though this one doesn't have a hat, was trying to warn him that his mother was passing away, but then he said his parents in the next story. So I don't know if it's like the dad remarried or I don't know what's going on there, but it's like they had these two separate encounters, one with Benadryl and one without when he was a child. I'm also just like surprised that so many of these stories come from childhood. I wasn't expecting that for some reason, but that's odd. I have so many unanswered questions about that one. They also said they had a lot of other experiences in that house. So it's kind of implying their house was haunted. And then it's weird because it's like in the first experience he had when he was a child, it's like it was trying to warn him of something. But then the second experience, it was more menacing because it was like pressing him into the bed. Which makes me wonder if they're even the same entity at all. I'm going back through the story and I just realized he said it was a narcotics addiction, not a Benadryl addiction. So I don't know exactly what they were taking, but as his mother's health was declining, the spiritual activity in the house seemed to get worse and his other family members started having weird experiences as well. This next story comes from Reddit user Litalian. I abused Benadryl and met the Hat Man. I just recently learned that the Hat Man I met while high on Benadryl is something that around 20% of people experience when abusing Benadryl. With that knowledge, I would like to share my experience with him. Back in high school, I wanted to try literally every drug that I could get my hands on. If not, just to experience it once. I had heard that enough Benadryl could make you hallucinate, and it was the easiest thing for me to get a hold of. So eventually I bought a box and took every little pink pill in it. After about an hour, I was seeing shadow people on the ceiling, in the corners peeking over from the end of my bed. I saw spiders crawling all over my room. At one point, my television turned into a giant foggy cloud that formed into an eyeball and turned to follow me as I moved around my room. At the time, I was going through a pack of cigarettes every couple of days without a second thought. I was young and I didn't care about the consequences of really anything that I did. While sitting at my bedroom window, chain smoking, a black figure came and sat down on the floor next to me. He reached his hand out for a cigarette, so I gave him one. We then sat in silence and smoked a few cigarettes together. It was honestly one of the least scary things I've experienced thus far during my Benadryl high. After three or four cigs, he hands me my lighter back and unnaturally twists his head nearly 180 degrees to look at me in my eyes. I couldn't see any facial features, but I could feel him staring into me. Seeing his head twist like that jarred me. Like I said, I don't see facial features, but I can just feel his crooked smile, like an innate feeling. He says, "These things will kill you, you know." Then as soon as I next blinked, he was gone. And I looked down at my pack of cigs, realizing I had yet to smoke a single one. I have not touched a cigarette since, nor have I taken Benadryl. LOL. Shit gives me bad vibes now. End quote. Wow. That's so interesting, because I actually did come across a couple of stories where the Hat Man talks to them. But this was another one of those things I learned. Like, I had never heard an encounter story of them talking. But with this one, it's like almost this reflection of his subconscious trying to warn him, trying to tell him to take better care of himself. And it does have some similar ties to the other stories where people are like, I wasn't scared of him. He was just like watching. It's almost like one of my theories is this could just be a guardian type of figure, somebody who's just watching and trying to warn, I guess. Yeah, really, really strange. So I have one more encounter story. This Reddit user deleted their account. They start off, "So I didn't know Hat Man was a thing until recently, but I actually saw him briefly during a Benadryl trip when I was in high school. I had heard about taking Benadryl and how it could lead to a hallucinatory experience. I was over at a friend's apartment while he was out at work. I was alone by myself and bored. So I found some Benadryl in his closet and took about six or seven. I fought the fatigue and within 20 minutes, I noticed strong perceptual changes to my mood and headspace. It was not a good trip. I felt weighed down, as if gravity had multiplied and I was very slow and sluggish. Hallucinations were pretty much non-existent. When I walked into the living room, I noticed there was a figure standing behind one of the recliners. At first, I thought maybe my buddy came back and I was just too out of it to focus, but then I noticed it was a completely dark figure. If my memory serves, it was wearing a hat, just like every other trip report of the Hat Man. It also felt like an actual presence. Like that feeling you get when you're not alone. But it wasn't malevolent or anything. It was just there. There enough for me to acknowledge it was there. When I really tried to focus, I realized that what I was actually looking at was a dark jacket my friend had draped over the back of the recliner. And I remember returning to the room that I was crashing in when I went to sleep. When I woke up, I felt god-awful, sick to my stomach, shaky, and just generally feeling loopy and lousy. My friend had come back and I told him about what I did. He just shook his head at me. I told him about confusing the jacket he had draped over the recliner for a person, and we had a laugh about it. But I'm just now finding out about this Benadryl hat man, and I can't believe I had an encounter. Apparently, it's real. End quote. So I guess they're thinking that they tried to explain it away at the time as a jacket, and then they read about this hat man, and maybe it's like this confirmation bias kind of thing, or it's like they actually had an encounter and just didn't realize it at the time. Huh. Definitely creepy, though, and again, I cannot emphasize enough, do not try what these people did. So now that we have heard six Reddit encounters, let's get into some theories as to what could be causing this hat man phenomena. I want to preface this by saying there are so many theories behind this. There's going to be too many to really touch on, but I have this overlapping, this kind of umbrella list of theories. So, first theory is that it's something paranormal. In some countries, there are jinn. In ancient Egypt, for example, it's believed that a djinn or a genie are known to cause sleep paralysis. So maybe that's the figure that these people are seeing. It's the work of this evil trickster type of spirit. There are other similar creatures in other cultures. Kara Basan is part of the ancient Turkish folklore. It's described as an evil demonic entity that is also causing sleep paralysis. And this one is known to ride victims' chests when they sleep, which is similar to the night hag, which I think I've mentioned briefly on this podcast before. But when people have sleep paralysis, a lot of them report pressure on their chest. And medically, this has been explained because our breathing, I'm not going to explain this right, but it's something about like our diaphragm muscles and breathing when we sleep. I can't remember it off the top of my head. But because we're not using those muscles as much when we're sleeping, when part of our brain wakes up, we basically notice we're not breathing how we normally do. And it feels like we're choking, like there's this heavy pressure. But in paranormal and spiritual beliefs, it's been attributed to these types of creatures. There is also the theory of the tulpa, and you guys know I love the tulpa. I've never done a tulpa episode, but I've referenced the tulpa in several theories for different entities. The tulpa stems from Buddhist beliefs and Tibetan traditions. It's basically this belief that our thought forms are so powerful, they can create these tangible, materialized things. So maybe because so many people know about the hat man, or they have that want to see him, even subconsciously, they're experiencing it and they're bringing that to life. With the Benadryl overdoses and different types of abuses of various narcotics, there could also be some theories there that it's a visual hallucination, kind of like the guy who saw the jacket. It's like your brain is trying to make sense of what it's seeing and it's morphing it into something. And there are also a lot of medical theories. Beginning in the 20th century, scientists and physicians started to move away from mythological explanations, and they looked into physical explanations for these types of phenomenon. Although it remains poorly understood, sleep paralysis is now believed to be caused by a brain glitch, if you will, that disrupts important signals in our brain. During REM sleep, our body is paralyzed to prevent itself from falling off of the bed or acting out dreams that could result in us hurting somebody or ourselves. This paralysis automatically switches off as you come out of REM sleep and starts to wake up, but not in the case of sleep paralysis. Because of this glitch, our body remains paralyzed as we wake up and refuses to move at all. It is a strange and terrifying experience, and it often pairs with visual hallucinations like an imaginary creature, the Hat Man. Similarly, people have reported seeing the night hag, an old crone that crawls on your chest at night. There's also the theory that this could be a shadow person or some type of alien entity. There are groups of people known as shadow people, and these are dark humanoid figures that have perplexed ufologists. Some ufologists theorize that the Hat Man could be part of this shadow folk group, and these could be visitors from another planet. There's a lot of theories about aliens and what they want with us. They experiment on us and they're watching us. So maybe this is some type of shadow person or Men in Black type of figure that is watching us. In an interview with Psychology Today, paranormal expert Rosemary Ellen Guiley points out shadow people could potentially wear hats and cowls to cover up imperfect heads. And there's also a theory it could be a bit of both. It could be that during sleep, our body's more relaxed and vulnerable, and our brain is making a connection to another realm, like the spiritual realm. Could it be that people who have sleep paralysis are unlocking or deactivating something in their brain that not everybody can? And this allows them to see things? Whatever the case, the concept of the Hat Man is certainly terrifying and perplexing. So that, everybody, is the story of the Hat Man. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. If you did, I would love it so much if you let me know. If you are listening on Spotify, you can leave a comment on this exact episode. If you're watching on YouTube, I would love if you mash that like button, the subscribe button, notification button, drop a comment down below. And if you have had an experience with the Hat Man or the Night Hag, a sleep paralysis story, what have you, I would love to hear it. You can always send your stories to me, perplexitymysterypodcast@gmail.com. Would love to read your story on the show. And if you have not done so yet, please do a couple of things for me. Leave a 5-star review wherever you get your podcasts. Each time you do that, it boosts me up the algorithms and helps me get new listeners. If you have not checked out the Patreon and that interests you, you can support the show, get tons of bonus content. Go check that out at patreon.com/perplexitymysterypodcast. And last thing, share this episode with a couple of your friends. Please and thank you. You all are amazing. I hope you have a great week. I hope you all stay safe and don't see the Hat Man. I will talk to you next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Perplexity, a mystery podcast hosted, written, and produced by Kadra Brannon. Assistant producer is TJ McRae. If you enjoyed today's episode, tell the world about it by leaving a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It really is the best way to support. Have a topic request or a perplexing story of your own you'd like to share? Send an email to perplexitymysterypodcast@gmail.com. If you would like to support the show further and unlock exclusive bonus content, join the Perplexed Society at patreon.com/perplexitymysterypodcast. Perplexity merch and additional support links can be found in the episode description. Until next week, stay curious.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
Game day starts before kickoff. Get ready for the big game with help from Menards. Find great deals on sofas and recliners to keep guests comfortable all game long. Score big savings and stock up on game day goodies. Shop a variety of snacks and drinks to keep your party fueled up. Make Menards a part of your game plan. Shop in store or on Menards.com and save big money.
Save